It's been a pretty good year for Russia. As oil prices continue to grow, so do the Russian gold and foreign currency reserves, which now amount to the fourth largest in the world, a remarkable recovery after the 1998 ruble crisis. But it's not only the Russian economy that grew. Experts say corruption has also dramatically increased in the last few years, and its levels are so high that it's now hampering economic growth.
Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin.
The Russian leader addressed this issue in his annual State of the Nation address in May.
Беспрецедентному в истории нашей страны личному обогащению.
He said that corruption was one of the most serious barriers in Russia's development, and that the state was failing to eliminate it. Georgi Sattarov, head of Moscow's Indem Foundation, has been studying Russian corruption for years. He says he's skeptical about the Russian leader's intention to fight corruption and predicts it will not go beyond public speeches.
There is one reason why corruption grew so greatly in the last few years. There's absolutely no control over bureaucracy. During all the previous times, bureaucracy was somewhat controlled either by nobility or party leadership. During Yeltsin times, there used to be an effective opposition, media freedom, diversified institutions of power, independent courts, more or less free civil society. All of these served as controlling tools. During the last 6 years, all of these tools were destroyed.
But others, like Mikhail Grishenkov, head of anti-corruption committee at the State Duma, are more optimistic.
I'm sure that very soon these rules will start to change. Everyone will realize that the time of lawlessness is over. If you take Western Europe, for example, I'm sure no one there will have an idea to offer a bribe to a policeman who stops you. They give money because they know that it will be taken.
Russian traffic police serves as the best example for how widespread corruption is in Russian society. Money will buy you out from virtually any trouble you might face on the road, from exceeding the speed limit to much more serious crimes, according to motorist Sergei Nikushin.
Even more serious violations can be sorted out for money. Recently, someone told me that if you kill someone on the road, it will cost you $50,000. Maybe less, but definitely not more.
A 31-year-old Moscow businessman, Anikushin says bribing on the road comes naturally and doesn't think that anything can or should change.
I think on our level it is impossible to change anything aside from assisting law enforcement when they arrest those who take bribes. If someone from the state services who you're dealing with is asking you for the money, you can go to police and punish that person. The other thing is how your problem would be solved then. Not everyone of us is ready to spend personal time fighting windmills.
Experts agree that in order to root out the Russian corruption, the state needs a full-scale anti-corruption policy. But critics say that in a country where all television channels belong to the state, political competition is virtually non-existent, and prosecution is selective, public cynicism is so deep that any steps to fight corruption would be viewed as a temporary and ineffective measure. Anya Ardaeva for VOA News, Moscow.